All right, I believe, just as the phone lines are going nuts about other business, it would be Joanne. Ladies and gentlemen, on line 7, this will be our friend Joanne, a little later than usual, but always welcome. Good morning, Joanne.
Morning, Danny.
I apologise for walking out on you last night.
That's okay, Danny.
If that's not a phrase you're used to, because I was on my way home, and I thought, oh, Joanne was there, and I forgot all about it. So, Joanne, you're in the capital today. You may have gone back again, I don't know. You certainly were yesterday and we met, and hats off to you, so you may have gone back again now. Because we didn't even get a chance to chat. Last week, or was it the week before, Joanne, I said you might be 15 stone.
You said I might be 50 stone.
I said you might be 50 stone, yeah, that's right.
And you're going to live with a 15, no, no, 50,
I said,
no way.
I said you may make Peter Schmeichel look less of an old bag than he is. Yeah. I said something like that. Quite rightly, you had a sharp intake of breath but laughed it off. And I can tell everyone now, that is absolutely not a grain of truth in that outrageous suggestion. Radio does not lie, she's as good as she sounds. So, Joanne, what do you want to tell us?
Well, you know, I dropped the bombshell about the photographs last week.
Last week, you told us about a Premier League manager who, after the swings and roundabouts of the previous weeks with various Premiership players, got in touch with you and said, listen, this is getting a bit too high profile now. You couldn't give us those photographs back.
In fact, to be absolutely sure, truthful about it, he'd send a car to pick you up, a large car, and you were driven to his presence. Is that right?
All correct, yeah?
Right, yeah.
Okay. Now, what are the...
this is the call we do pay attention to, you see, Joe.
What are the developments, ho-ho?
Well, he's rang me several times, surprisingly.
Yeah.
And he's offered me a certain amount of money.
Really?
Yeah.
Which I would take.
I don't know.
Oh, come on. What do you want the photos for? What do you want them for?
Oh, they're nice to look at.
They're not. I mean, thinking of the individual involved, I mean, seriously, it would put me eye out. Just forget it. These are single photos. There's no double. You're not in any of the... You're in photos singly, but not together.
That's right, singly. Yeah.
Well, there you go. If I were this fella listening now, probably the beads of sweat are forming as he tries to have a soothing and refreshing cup of coffee, I would say, well, so what? So, Simon Callow, the actor, has an entire book out of himself standing naked by a fireplace. Now, it's not my kind of coffee table book, but nevertheless, the human body, what is in these photos that could possibly be upsetting?
Nothing.
Exactly. Are they Polaroid photos?
They are.
Are they? Oh, well, yeah. Revolted. I didn't think Polaroid still did that sort of thing.
They do.
Joe, do you remember when Polaroid did an advertising campaign saying, now you can be in the picture?
Yeah.
And they had these people sitting by the Acropolis in a photo together, as if anyone had the slightest intention of using some of the world's great backdrops for these photographs. They had a 30-second delay for one reason only. Now, how much money have you been offered?
5,000.
5,000?
That's what I understand to be the figure.
Woo! 5,000. And you're not taking it? Are you hanging off for more money?
I'm not hanging off for more money. It's not
You
money.
Need an agent?
When he starts bidding at 5,000,
I'm saying you can get 15, yeah?
Yeah.